Hello there. Good day, everyone. I am Samuel Wetu, and I'm super excited about this episode. As a matter of fact, it's going to be a new episode. And today, I'm super excited because I'm having a guest. Yeah, I'm having a guest again. And today, like in this episode, it's going to be a bit of serious. So we'll be coming back to this. And we'll be talking about this same topic in some series. Basically today, I have with me Janet Eluchi by name, and she's a graduate of Theater and Media Arts from the Imo State University, and she's a TikTok influencer. I'm super excited about her presence here today. Hello. Can
I'm
we hear you?
I'm honored to be here.
Oh, no, see English. Here I go school like this. All right. It's excited to have you here. So today, we'll be talking about money.
Money?
Yeah, we'll be talking about money.
Best topic. Yes, ma'am.
As an Igbo girl, you know how we roll. Hey, Igbo kudi, right?
That's it.
That's exciting. So today we want to talk about money. And we won't be actually rigid about this whole thing of money. We understand that in our world today, like, making money is like it's a necessity. And the world itself, the environment, the community, and everything has actually put a pressure on us, even as young people, to actually make money. You know, when we see our friends, you know, spending money and a whole couple of that, even responsibilities and bills, makes us realize that we need to make more money, right?
Yeah.
So then looking at you, you know, I feel like you're so enthusiastic about the concept of money. And I feel like, okay, you're quite young. So what exactly is so interesting? And you feel like, okay, yeah, let's have a discussion on this. So tell us exactly, you know.
I just feel like money is something that is, obviously, you know, money is a necessity.
Okay.
So irrespective of age, you know, let's just say I grew up fast. You know, I started to cater for myself at quite a young age.
Okay.
You know, I tried to remove myself from relying on my parents for funds and everything. So
boss lady thing.
Yeah. I tried many businesses, started off being did again. It is what it is, which then resulted me into, because of my nature, my personality.
Okay.
You have to try and have fun while making money. So
mm-hmm.
I started, you know, you love making videos, so why not just influence you? Hence the whole TikTok influencing thing.
You love making money, and you have to do what you love to make money.
Mm-hmm.
That's exciting. Now, I think let's start from even a concept or a definition of what money is. Money makes the world
go round. That's all I can say.
That's interesting. Because, you know, people like me, you know, I feel like, okay, because when people talk about money, I feel like, okay, money in itself is not really, like, money for me, it's like, it's paper. But at the same time, money is not really paper. Because for me, I feel like the real money is in value. Because now you said that, you love to make money, and you feel like for you to make money, and you'll be comfortable making more money, you have to be doing what you love. So it looks like you understand that you actually have to give value that will make people to pay you.
Yeah.
You're on the same page on that, right? So the TikTok thing and money. So let's get onto it.
Okay. You're talking of how I make money from TikTok.
Yeah. Because, you know, I see a lot of females, you know, they do the twerking thing. I see them they do a couple of things. Now I'll be like, what the hell is this crazy thing all these guys are doing all over? Like, even some we almost go off, you know, half naked and be like, man, what exactly are we doing? I know everybody's just on there. So like, okay, so since you're talking about money and TikTok, so let's do this.
Well, it's their style. As I said before, you have to love what you're doing.
Okay.
And you just go with the flow, your personality. Let's speak for you. TikTok is a platform where you can display, you can be who you want to be, you know, who you've always wanted to be. You can let loose, you can go crazy on TikTok.
Uh-huh.
They're giving you the platform, so it's just for you to use it. So For me, since I did theater and media arts in school, I've always been interested in acting as a child.
Okay.
So I said, okay. At first, I started TikTok as Cruz. Everybody starts as a joke.
Okay.
And then I just, you know, I got busy with school, so I had to abandon TikTok for a while. But then I saw some of my friends, people are having hundreds of thousands of followers already. I'm still here. I'm like, what's going on? And I was like, okay, let me take TikTok a little bit seriously.
Okay.
And then I got a DM that said, oh, I need you to do a promotion. I'm like, oh, just like that.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, last year, I had 6,000 followers. And I was like, really? So they'll pay me to do promotions. All right, let's get this shit started. So then I did the video, I got paid. And then I said, okay, let me just go live. Let me just try and boost my online presence. I went live. People started gifting me. I was like, so I can transfer these gifts into money. I'm like, okay, this is really nice. I think my first cash out from TikTok was about 45,000 naira.
How much?
45,000 naira.
45K, someone's salary.
Yes. So, wow. And this was gifts that were combined for 3 days, because I went live 3 days.
Oh.
I remember that I went live and I was playing concentration games with the people watching me.
Okay.
My mom would come, she would laugh, play with everybody, like greet everybody, leave, go back to where she's coming from, and all. So we're just all cruising 3 days, and people were just gifting me.
You made 45K.
I was like, okay, let me try and cash out this money.
Okay.
I cashed out 45K, and I was like,
sweet.
Okay, smart. Okay, this is nice. So then I took it more seriously. And now I'm grateful. I really messed my page up a little bit, so the growth is slow, but I'm grateful that I'm at 19K now, going to 20. So, yeah, so I'm going on 20K now, so yeah. So I just recently also got a promotion that was worth like 20,000 naira. So imagine getting like promotions every week, 20,000 every week.
Every week, man.
That's sweet money now.
Of course.
That's sweet money. And it depends. You might be lucky. I have friends that got endorsed by certain big brands
and the likes.
So you might be lucky. Pepsi might just say, oh, they like your influence, they want you to be the ambassador for something, and you have like 1 year supply of Pepsi. I love Pepsi, by the way.
Oh.
So you know, it's just TikTok being a public figure actually helps. It boosts, you know, if people want to be associated with
you,
public figures. You get brands want to sign deals because they want their brands to be out there. So, you know, TikTok gives you like a great platform for that. I love making videos. I love acting because that's what my content is. My niche. That's what my niche is.
Wow.
So
you're saying in brief, that literally everyone that is a creative, that is actually in the creative industry,
yeah,
that has killed, can actually leverage on TikTok to make some cool cash. And the concept of the fact that some people almost go naked and the lies, it's depending on what they actually choose to do.
Exactly.
So people could still make money without being naked, and you know, they give quality value and they get their pay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's exciting. That's really exciting.
But you know how they say every publicity is good publicity, negative or positive.
Okay.
That's how some people don't care. They will do anything for this publicity. So you see, imagine girls going naked. You remember there was this trend, that's why I see my girl, that trend.
Yeah.
People were pouring stuff on them just because they wanted to go viral.
Mm.
You know, so people would do anything for this fame. People would do anything for this publicity. They don't care if it's bad. They don't care if they are nude online. You know, so it depends on individual, you know, traits and everything. So
there's a level of standard you set for yourself. Those things guide you on what to really do even when you try to make fame.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Influencer, there are some things I cannot influence. There are some brands that, like, I know a couple of brands that have contacted me, like, okay, we need you to push out our content,
okay,
and stuff. And I've said no, because the products either don't work, or it's like it's not a very legit kind of business source. So I wouldn't want to associate myself with things that are like fraud
and the lies,
anyway, so that I will not have the backlash, because the internet never forgets.
Oh.
So remember that one time that you told us that we should buy some kind of organic product that did not work.
Mm.
And then next time they won't believe me when I say, oh, purchase this.
Yeah. Oh, awesome. You know what? Now let's give it a cut here today, so that the next time, you know, you just went into something very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
How to actually maintain your influence. you know, on TikTok or on other social media. So then we're not talking about, you know, brands signing and all of those kind of things, yeah. Content, quality, and all of that. It's going to be another wonderful discussion for another day.
Okay.
I have to be very sincere. I guess I'm really learning a new thing. I'm thinking in my head. Am I not going to start TikTok like this? So that maybe I could make some cool cash too.
Don't because worry, I'll teach you.
Oh, I should pay you and you teach
yes,
me. Oh, that's indeed you. Right. All right, that's really exciting to know. Hello, dear friends. I want to believe that you really enjoyed this session. Yeah, it's not really, you know, really the usual style. And today we want to, you know, we started a discussion about money, and we are using TikTok as an example, you know, as a means of a social media platform that people cash fund, they cash cruise and all of that. And at the same time, people are actually making quality money on it. And right about here, in some days from now, again, we are going to come back with, you know, another episode of this series, still talking about money and TikTok. And I want to believe that by then you are still going to be here with us to listen to us and for us to get feedback from you. We want to believe you've gained value from this discussion to, you know, today. And next time, I hope you'll be here to hear from us. Jane, thank you so much for, you know, honoring my invite, even though it was, you know, such a quick one. I'm really elated that you really come to do this today. I hope that the next time, you know, we'll be able to have you on this talk, on this podcast, and we'll be able to discuss further about the issue of money. And, you know, it's like I'm loving money issue now, you know, and especially on TikTok. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank
you have a lovely day.